The next time you're on Interstate 80, stop in and see the folks at the Iowa 80 Truck Stop at Exit 284 in Walcott, Iowa. They're always open and ready to serve you. Enjoy a sit-down meal at the Iowa 80 Kitchen or grab a bite from one of their 9 quick-serve restaurants. You'll love their clean restrooms, huge gift store, beautiful convenience store, and, of course, the Super Truck Showroom stocked with plenty of chrome, lights, and more. While you're there, don't forget to visit the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum next door. It's free. The entire team at the Iowa 80 is very excited to celebrate 60 years with you. They look forward to being your home away from home for another 60 years. Sending you a giant thank you from Iowa 80, the world's largest truck stop on I-80, exit 284 in Walcott, Iowa. Iowa 80.
It's Red Eye Radio. Gary McNamara and Eric Harley talk about everything from politics to social issues and news of the day. Whether you're up late or you're just starting your day, welcome to the show from the Uniden America Studios. This is Red Eye Radio.
All across America and around the planet, we are Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Harley and I'm Gary McNamara. Eric has the morning off. I don't. All right, so I had to go to MSNBC here and see what their lead headlines are, okay? Because we all know that if it was reversed and the hearing was held yesterday with all the text messages, all the financial records, everything from Hunter Biden's laptop, let's put it this way. Let's say you had a Donald Jr. laptop with all that information, and you had all of the LLCs that exist, all the bank accounts, all the money transfers, where we know the Biden family was enriched, except it was the Trump family that was enriched, and the dealings were with companies that had close ties to government adversaries, including China. I now understand why Representative Moskowitz said, why are you doing the impeachment inquiry? If you're doing this, you should have enough for impeachment. Just go for impeachment. And they said, no, we don't do snap impeachments. We actually go and actually find the evidence. A shot back at the Democrats. But then I thought to myself, Moskowitz is probably saying, hey, if we had this much information on Trump, he would have been gone a year ago. And we had told you earlier that 2 out of the 3 major networks didn't cover it at all on the news last night. Not at all. MSNBC, okay? Here we go. MSNBC. Lead headline. Trump shot his own Supreme Court immunity argument in the foot. Actually, he didn't. He was more specific and actually, to me, honed in on it and said, I think early on when he said, I have immunity for anything I do, that was ridiculous, but the legal argument now is I have immunity from anything I do officially, which is true, he does. And then the second headline. I'm laughing because if you pay attention to the news and what MSNBC covers, you'll laugh too. Liz Cheney blasts Trump's Republican enablers. Next headline, Melania Trump has on brand answer about when she'll join husband's campaign trail. An Arizona state senator got real about her abortion story. Yeah, you don't see anything about the hearings. Why don't you? Why isn't it a major story on MSNBC? It's not a major story on CNN at all. Why isn't it? Why did 2 out of the 3 networks not carry it? Because they believe it worked against their narrative. Otherwise, they'd carry it. If they thought, look, they took bloodbath completely out of context. They will lie blatantly if they feel they have a point. That's how bad this went for Democrats yesterday. They don't feel they have any points. They don't have a point that they can make without being mocked. Oh, the I will. It's only fair to go to. It's only fair if I'm going to do MSNBC and CNN. I do have to go to Fox. Well, let me just go to CNN real quick just to actually read the headlines that they have here. Biden and Trump's schedules are a study in contrast. Why? Because, you know, Trump's got, you know, he's got the rallies and the court hearings. And, you know, of course, it's different for Biden because he's campaigning. And then the second headlines outside of that. That appears that you see up there. Israel-Hamas war live updates. A plant that's everywhere is fueling a growing risk of wildfire disaster. A fiery explosion knocked beach lifeguards off their chairs. Why it could happen again? Electronic waste has grown to record levels. You don't see, when you look at it, you don't see anything about the hearing yesterday that if it was Trump would be major news for a month. Am I wrong? Am I taking liberties in any way? And then to get to Fox on it, what their lead headline is, Fox is social media lashes out at AOC following clash with ex-Hunter Biden biz associate. Top five moments from the fiery House hearing. But the fact is, here's the difference. Because I know it, because we've done all of it. There isn't any hearing for Trump that we haven't covered. Not one. There isn't any hearing on Trump or any allegation on Trump that Fox hasn't covered. They may not cover it the same way as MSNBC and CNN, but they cover it. And it says AOC takes heat over RICO, not a crime comment in the Biden impeachment probe hearing. Bobby Linsky attempted to tell AOC that RICO is a category of crimes that you are charged under as she tried to talk over him. And so that's the, you know, that's the lead there, as it should be the lead. I mean, it's the top political story of the day in their political networks.
And now for a segment called Just Something I've Noticed, brought to you by our friends at Motel 6. Just Something I've Noticed. There's a lot more yawning these days. Have you noticed that? Yeah. And the bad thing about yawning, it's contagious. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I do know that's true. You see somebody else yawn, all of a sudden, you got to yawn. Do you know what helps to curtail the yawning? How about a great night's rest at Motel 6? Book online at motel6.com. Use the code CPREDEye to get 15% off your stay at Motel 6 or Studio 6. With almost 1,500 locations across the country, there's almost always a Motel 6 or Studio 6 nearby. And truck parking is available at most locations. Enjoy a clean, comfortable room at a price you will love when you use the code CPREDEye. That's the letters CPREDEye, all one word, for 15% off your stay at Motel 6. And help curtail the yawning. That's just something I've noticed. Brought to you by Motel 6.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, I do want to play this here. I never played part of the opening statement from James Comer. We played so many other audio cuts from there yesterday. It wasn't good for Hunter Biden. It wasn't good for Joe Biden at all. But I just want to play part of this from James Comer because it lays out a little bit what he wants what they have already. And something that I brought up on yesterday's show, I said, you know, they sometimes got to bring up the fact that there's the side that the Democrats are on or were on and the side that, you know, that the Republicans are looking into right now. And one is influence peddling of Joe Biden by the Biden family. Right? I mean, that's I'm not taking any liberties there. And until recently, but I haven't heard it in a while now because it got crushed. We crushed it on the air, which was, no, Joe did nothing wrong. It was an illusion of influence. An illusion of influence. We went, well, who created the illusion of influence? Well, it had to be Hunter and Jim Biden, right? So if it's an illusion of influence, then they were getting millions of dollars, $24 million is what they've said so far that the Republicans in the Oversight Committee say that they have tracked, $24 million over a period of a decade or more, and they got it from various sources, all tied to government, to adversaries of the United States government, where they must have told them, okay, we'll get Joe to do this for you, and they never did, and then they took the money and distributed it to everybody in the family except Joe. Well, can't say that anymore with the 40,000. But everybody in the family got it except Joe. Everybody in the family knew about it except Joe. So the Biden family used and attempted to destroy the legacy of Joe Biden over the last 10 years to enrich themselves. And we said probably not a strong defense, which is why they dropped that. And now it's basically there is nothing. Nothing exists here. That's what you really got yesterday, that there's no evidence. Nothing exists. You're getting the same type of gaslighting because on almost every issue, that's where the Democrats are right now. Everything they've got a gaslight on. Not only do they lie, but they got to go, come on. Who doesn't know that there's nothing here as there's a stack of evidence sitting in front of you? But here's James Comer yesterday in his opening statement.
Today, the House Committee on Oversight will hear from witnesses who have previously provided information during our deposition and interview phase regarding the Biden family's business practices in China, Ukraine, Russia, and other places around the world. At the start of this Congress, the Oversight Committee has investigated what product or service the Biden family and their associates were selling that would justify over $24 million in payments. We've reviewed emails, bank records, text messages, suspicious activity reports at Treasury, and other evidence normally compiled during an expansive investigation such as this. The Oversight Committee has found no credible evidence of the Bidens providing any work product. The committee has identified no legitimate value or document or even one single hour of work the Bidens have provided their business partners. Nothing.
Now, I just want to stop there for a moment, and then we'll take a break and come back to the rest of it, because I think that's really important. Have you seen anyone in the mainstream media bring Raskin, Goldman, or anybody aboard and say, this is the allegation made by Comer? Can you tell us, did this money exist? Is there $24 million that they have that have gone to Biden family members? And if so, why? They can't ask that question. I guess they could ask the question, and Raskin and Goldman could do as Bob Ulinski say if they were being interviewed, just lie and say, none of it was there. None of it's there. It's all an illusion. All an illusion. But the actual documents exist. The bank records exist. All the bank records exist. We know they exist. How do they answer the question? That's the problem that the mainstream media has. They know they can't ask those questions. That's why so many of them ignore it. You can scream and yell and say, it's all a whitewash, it's all a whitewash, till you get to the specific questions, or not a whitewash. It's all propaganda. It's all lies until you get to the specific questions. And you notice that the mainstream media, MSNBC, and any other in the mainstream media, they don't ask the specific questions, because we would. We did it with Trump with Russia collusion. They're saying this. Where's the evidence? They're making this specific charge. Where's the evidence? Okay, they say it's this dossier. Well, where'd the dossier come from? Who got it? What is this dossier? Is it verified by anybody? We would ask those questions. Why aren't Democrats or the mainstream media asking those questions, specifically talking about the evidence that the Republicans say, here's what we have, and it's documented. It's in bank records. It's in checks. And we have the text messages to back up the transfer of those funds. Is there no one inquisitive? Because what he just laid out right there where he said, what business were they in? You know, anybody who's not a partisan, any independent's going, that's a great question. Why are the Bidens making all this money? What product are they selling? All right. You have the Democrats agree. What was it, two months ago? When they said, oh, it's an illusion of influence. So they were actually in that fallback position that the Biden family, they weren't denying it. The Biden family is enriching themselves by attempting to destroy the legacy of Joe Biden, who's completely innocent and sweet and pure and knows nothing about what's going on. But the entire family is attempting to destroy the Biden family name and Joe Biden's legacy. And put him in a situation right now that he shouldn't be in, where there's evidence and the mounting evidence that would point to Joe Biden as being a crook. But he's not. He's completely innocent. This was all the family. All the family are the ones that are attempting to destroy Joe Biden, who only loves his family, but they don't love him back. When they first came out with the illusion of influence, we knew, Eric and I said, they can't go anywhere with this. Because when you break it down, what does it say? And so that sort of just has been lost. Now it's just a blanket denial. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. That's not true. There's a lot there. 866-90-RED-EYE.
This morning's USDA Farm Report is brought to you by Howe's Products. Tested, trusted, guaranteed since 1920.
How might federal income and estate tax provisions that are sunsetting or already expired impact farms and farm families? A recent USDA study on this question indicates
that would increase tax liabilities for farm households by $8.9 billion across all farm households. And the impact is really going to vary by farm size and then by provision.
Economic researcher Tia McDonald adds the largest impact in tax liability comes from changes in a group of related provisions.
Changes to income tax rates, tax brackets, and a change to the standard deduction. That's going to have the biggest impact on tax liabilities for all but the biggest farm households. The biggest farm households are going to be most impacted by expiration of the qualified business income deduction.
Another sunsetting set of tax provisions with possible impacts to farm households, recent increases in child tax credits. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
This report brought to you by Cenex Fuels and Lubes.
Lines open for your calls. 866-90-RED-EYE on Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He is Eric Hurley, and I'm Gary McNamara. Eric has the morning off. It's you and me. All right, let's get back to more of a James Comer in his opening statement to lay out what he says, you know, they have learned so far from the laptop, from the bank statements, from the witnesses, and everything else.
What is apparent after over a year of investigation is that the Bidens do not work in any traditional sense of the word. They do not work as consultants or lawyers or advisors. The Bidens don't sell a product or service or a set of skills. The Bidens sell Joe Biden. That is their business. For months, we have heard Democrats desperately proclaiming that witnesses have told this committee that Joe Biden had no involvement in his family's business dealings. But where are those witnesses today? It's telling. Democrats haven't invited one of these witnesses to today's hearing. That's because they know their testimonies would not withstand public scrutiny. Democrats have relied on these witnesses' opening statements and have willfully turned a blind eye to the facts that have come out in these interviews once the witnesses were questioned about our record of evidence. Democrats now must rely on bringing in a distraction witness to talk about nonsense. And who can't talk about any of the facts brought by today's witnesses who worked with the Bidens? Now, President Biden cannot control his adult son. He cannot control his brother, his sister-in-law, or his 9 family members who have received money from these transactions. All President Biden can do is control his own actions. And that is what we are here today to discuss with the witnesses. Because in the course of this investigation, we have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich. He shows up to meetings, gets on phone calls, shakes hands and tells people to, quote, look after my family. He goes to dinners with foreign oligarchs and a Ukrainian executive paying his son millions of dollars. He gets paid with money from Chinese businessmen who he has meetings with and tells other business associates he'll see what he can do to help their situations. He writes letters of recommendation for foreign business associates' children. The scam is simple. The Biden family promises they can make a foreign partner's problems go away by engaging the U.S. government. The problems can be anything. A Ukrainian corruption investigation, moving Russian money to the United States, a Romanian criminal prosecution, access for China to American energy sources. Joe shows up, shakes a few hands in front of his son, and says, quote, take care of my boy, or something similar. And the money flows to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. It's done over and over again. The Biden family promises Joe's power. Joe Biden shows up, and millions of dollars come into the Biden's pockets.
So the question is that true? That's what you have to ask yourself. Is that true? Can Democrats cross-examine that and say what Comer said is not true? And the answer, based on yesterday and the hearing, is no, they cannot.
Open 1-866-90-RED-EYE. Red Eye Radio.
It's Red Eye Radio. He's Eric Carly, and I'm Gary McNamara. Eric has the morning off. I'm here with you, and want to play because we played at the beginning of the show. We want to play at the end of the show because a lot of people might have probably didn't get a chance to hear it. But this is Tony Bobulinski's opening statement yesterday at the impeachment inquiry hearing into influence peddling of the Biden family. I think here he's being introduced here by James Comer. Here we go.
Let me remind the witnesses that we have read your written statements, and they will appear in full in the hearing record. Please limit your oral statements to 5 minutes. As a reminder, please press the button on the microphone in front of you so that it is on and members can hear you. When you begin to speak, the light in front of you will turn green. After 4 minutes, the light will turn yellow. And when the red light comes on, your 5 minutes has expired, and we would ask that you would please wrap it up as quickly as possible. I now recognize Mr. Bobulinski for his opening statement.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Well, doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bobulinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman, ranking members, and members of Congress, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you and present my truthful testimony to the American people. I sit here today under oath for one reason and one reason only. The American people deserve to hear the truth. Though the truth involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant, the American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation, a false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption, his brother Jim Biden, a 75-year-old man who can't keep his lies straight, including under oath, and his son Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing 2 indictments with 12 counts. You also have before you the truth, confirmed by multiple Biden family business partners over many years and backed up by mountains of irrefutable evidence, including text messages, emails, documents, recordings. I am the only Biden family business partner with an impeccable military record. I'm grateful that this country has given me the freedom to be successful. I worked hard to become independently wealthy. I've taken several businesses public, sold multiple businesses to some of the world's best private equity firms. In fact, my business success is why they sought me out. However, what they have done is repugnant to me. I am here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name
Mr. Chairman,
the cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
And this is where Raskin's upset because...
Proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the... Yeah.
Raskin, call him.
To say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee.
No.
Does it apply or does it not?
It does not apply.
Should I address? I don't.
It does not apply. Comer will say here coming up.
There's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think you, Mr. Raskin, used...
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate, make sure the American people hear all these facts. Abby Lowell weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name and misstate the cold hard facts in an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer for over 6 years in the United States Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command as a decorated master training specialist. I later served as the commander's chief technology officer, where I held a huge security clearance from the Department of Energy and the NSA. When I left Nuclear Power Training Command, I was the number one ranked direct input officer in the entire command, and then I jumped into the business world and public markets. While I have made a few contributions over the years to Democrats, such as Representative Ro Khanna, I don't see him, but I hope he shows up today. He sits on the Democratic side of the Oversight Committee. I'm not a political person. I come from a family with a long history of distinguished service in our nation's military, including my father, both of my grandfathers, and my brother, all of whom were willing to sacrifice their lives for this great country. My sister serves our military vets for 2 decades at the Veterans Administration. We've lived our life as a family in service to this great country. I hope the American people will pay close attention to this hearing. I also hope they will understand that some members of this committee will engage in absurd attacks and efforts to try to deflect attention from the facts, and I will present today by questioning my integrity and my patriotic duty. You may see me speak passionately at this hearing, but for good reason. Not only was I willing to die for this country, every single male member of my immediate family was willing to die for this country. I want to be crystal clear. From my direct personal experience and what I've subsequently come to learn, it is clear to me that Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family. His family's foreign influence peddling operation from China to Ukraine and elsewhere sold out the foreign actors who are seeking to gain influence and access to Joe Biden and the United States government. Joe Biden was more than a participant in and a beneficiary of his family's business. He was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates such as myself to further the business, despite being buffered by a complex scheme to maintain plausible deniability. I ask this big question. If there's no evidence of corruption here today, if Joe's conduct and the conduct of his family were fully legal and proper, then why are they so dishonest about it? Not just slight misrepresentations of fact, but deep untruths about the entire corrupt enterprise. Hunter Biden gave his transcribed interview on February 28th and lied throughout his testimony. Here's just one egregious example of Hunter's perjury. He lied to the committee on important details concerning his money demands and threats to CFC in text messages on July 30th and 31st, 2017. He leveraged his father's presence next to him in that infamous text to strong-arm CFC to paying Hunter immediately. Jim Biden also lied extensively throughout his transcribed interview on February 21st and perjured himself. An example of that, on page 100 of his transcript, Jim is asked specifically, do you recall having a meeting with Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, and Joe Biden? Jim's response, absolutely not. The committee was so shocked by his perjury that they asked him the same question multiple times. Each time he denied meeting with me and Joe Biden. After the committee showed him text messages confirming that I met with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden at the Beverly Hilton in May 2017, Jim Biden, with a former U.S. attorney lawyer sitting next to him, still denied that meeting took place. Hunter Biden, in his own transcribed interview, confirmed that that meeting took place. Hunter confirmed his uncle perjured himself in front of this committee. I'm simply here to tell the truth to the American people, and I hope each and every one of you, congressmen and women, give me the opportunity to do that instead of focusing on Russia or smearing my family's name or focusing on facts that are irrelevant today. I yield back.
Thank you.
Mike, we were talking yesterday, Eric and I, when Eric was here with me. You know, this is a guy on a mission. Now, this is a guy that was strong in October of 2020 and now has had over 3 years to think about this. And, you know, there's always a decision to be made. Do you soft sell it or do you go full bore? He's going full bore. I've seen a lot of congressional testimony. I've seen people angry. I've never seen someone so well prepared. If you're listening to Bobulinski and you don't know who he is, you think he may be one of the lawyers that's asking questions for, you know, for the Republicans, or an investigator, and he's a business partner, and you can tell he's read everything. He's read all the transcripts. He's done everything. This is somebody who is extremely well prepared. And you saw it throughout the testimony when a few times Democrats attempted to challenge him and it didn't work out for them at all. I mean, the worst was AOC when she said, well, tell me what specific crimes. And he started going through a number of crimes. He said, and RICO. And she goes, RICO's not a crime. Well, of course it's a crime. It's a set of, basically a group of crimes of an enterprise that is set up. And all I could think of when they were going through this, and then she talked over him so he couldn't answer. And that was the whole thing. She would say, what crimes? He'd start talking and he would say, well, there was this. Well, that's not a crime. Let me finish. She went, you're taking my time. That's the thing. When he looked at Raskin and Goldman, he was looking directly at them. Now, the feed I'm looking at right now is from Fox Business. And they were showing just really one camera all the time. C-SPAN had multiple cameras. And when Bobulinski called them a lot, you know, both Goldman and Raskin a liar, you know, Goldman's just stone face. Raskin, you could tell, was just as ticked off as you could be. And you could see, because they had two cameras going, as Bobulinski's talking, he's looking at Comer like, rah, 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 and that's when it all stopped. And he goes, no, sorry. But this whole thing about decorum, calling somebody a liar is not, that does not lack decorum. If it's not true, it may. But with both Goldman and Raskin, the funny thing is, you know, Raskin was so upset, they both lied in that chamber yesterday. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of all of this, because it was extremely strong. And like I said earlier, the reason you had two out of the three top networks not cover it, the reason you go to MSNBC and CNN, you don't see it anywhere, you know, in their headlines today at all, is because they don't want to touch this. And look, we know that they will take something like bloodbath and completely take it out of context with Trump, completely, to the point of lying. I mean, and they'll stick with it, even though they really haven't talked about it much in the last couple of days. It has died down a little bit because they don't have a point. But Bobby Alinsky, extremely strong yesterday in his testimony. 866-90-RED-EYE.
Get in touch with Red Eye Radio, toll free at 866-90-RED-EYE.
Red Eye Radio. I'm Gary McNamara. Eric has the morning off. So the best burn yesterday that Bobby Alinsky had was against Representative Moskowitz of Florida, who, by the way, wore his pro-Putin mask. He wanted to let America know yesterday that he, as a Democrat, was proudly pro-Putin, so he wore the mask into the chambers yesterday. Seriously, he did. But he got burned big time. Got to watch out when you have those leading questions, when you basically put into a witness, when you basically tell a witness, is this what you're thinking? This was interesting here.
No. You personally, do you believe he should be impeached?
I do.
Okay, and you believe that because you believe Chairman Comer has proven that he committed a high crime and misdemeanor?
No, because I know that he committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
Okay.
I was involved and saw them happen.
Now, the other interesting thing yesterday, as we talked about, and I think it's very important because people say the mainstream media didn't cover it. You don't need them. This is on the internet. The vast majority of Americans already believe that the family was involved and Biden was involved in influence peddling. So we've seen all the polls. I mean, it's landslide numbers. Everybody knows. They see it. But the mainstream media not covering it shows that they don't want to touch this thing. They don't want to touch it. They run from it, which is actually a good thing because it shows you how weak they believe the defense of Biden is. In fact, I think I saw more on Biden's brackets yesterday in the mainstream media. Yeah, Biden put out his brackets. He wanted to be like Obama. And as I said earlier, he picked the winner for the NCAA basketball championships, the New York Jets. And for the women's side, the New York Jets. No, don't tell me that's a man's football team. Don't be a bigot. Don't be transphobic. Stop it.
This is Red Eye Radio on Westwood One.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.